Just so y'all know, this entire podcast is a spoiler warning. So if you haven't seen any of the movies, stop here.
It's like a week old milk. Welcome all to the Phantom Podcast. I'm Jake from State Farm. With me, I've got G Money.
What's up?
Q.
What's going on?
Big E.
Big E, and I got the blue Gatorade.
That's right, he's got a blue Gatorade. And right here next to me, my guy Slim.
What's going on, everybody?
We're here just to talk about some all things Star Wars. What's new? What's coming up? What's next after Rise of Skywalker? Guys, what's up next?
Decline of Skywalker.
Wow.
I just wonder if we're ever gonna like get away from this the Skywalker storyline, or if that's gonna be like, I don't know, man, because I feel like there's so many other cool options to like explore.
Look at the Mandalorian.
Exactly.
That is true.
Or you could just look at like Rogue One, or like the Solo movie.
Rogue One
was so good.
Right. Some good stuff without the Skywalker name attached to it, right? You right, Q?
Not Skywalkers. I think Rogue One, Solo, and the Mandalorian are going to be what we see in the future.
Then we got all those different shows and whatnot. Like, man,
the Resistance.
You got some high potential. Right,
I don't know if I'm looking forward to that.
Season 2 finale just aired.
Really?
Yep,
dude. I'm ready for Kenobi to drop.
Oh, Kenobi.
Because it's rumored. I don't know if y'all have heard the rumors.
Didn't hear about this?
The Kenobi show has been in talks for a while, but it got canceled due to a lot of things. Corona being one of them, but that wasn't the main one at the time. But rumors have been floating around about it recently that Hayden Christensen is going to reprise his role as Anakin Skywalker. But not only him, Natalie Portman will also be returning as Padme. Some really good stuff in that department. But you know, if we get Kenobi, we're also going to get Qui-Gon Jinn. Which, if we can get Liam Neeson back on board, it'll please every Star Wars fan out there.
Skills.
That's a whole
when it was Qui-Gon Jinn.
That made no sense.
Oh, no, so it's another Liam Neeson movie taken.
Oh, now I feel dumb.
Yeah, very special set of skills.
And this is Star Wars, not Taken.
Hey, it's Liam Neeson, my guy.
He took it from Star Wars.
I don't know.
Bad jokes. Yo, what about his role in Batman?
Rise of Skywalker for a second.
Y'all, let me just pause real quick. I have actually not seen the movie. I like to consider myself a Star Wars fan. I love Star Wars.
Okay, you know it's on Disney Plus right now, bro.
Also, just so you know, the door is that way.
I've been trying to find the time, bro. I'm a busy guy.
It's Corona time. You got the time.
He's a working man, baby.
Yeah, you are. They say into me, work.
Anyways.
Oh, boy.
Rise of Skywalker. What's the takeaways, guys? Things we liked as fans.
Right. Things we didn't like as fans.
Star Wars fans liked.
All right. Well, I'm going to say this.
All right.
I thought the Rise of Skywalker novelization was better than the movie. Let's face it. I can kind of get behind that. Everything that we missed from the movie was in the book.
And there was some really important stuff if you go back and read that. There was some really cool stuff in that novel.
Hey, listen. Have y'all ever read a book and watched a movie? That's like how it's going to be anytime.
Wait, no. The book
is always very, 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 very few times where the movie is better than the actual book.
Q is spitting facts over here.
Except for Toy Story. Toy Story, the movie, was way better than Toy Story.
There's books for Toy Story?
Time out. Are you talking about like the little kid book?
No, it's a novelization of the movie.
That's got to be creepy as heck.
Am I the one that like the novelization of movies, like books are made after movies are like the worst?
Right.
Yes, it definitely. The order is definitely important there.
Like Lord of the Rings, great book, great movies. Mm-hmm.
But they were so. If you read them, they're both so different, though.
Oh,
like there's very
different.
Exactly.
Like Return of the King, one of my favorite non-Star Wars movies.
Oh, dude, 100%.
That
was some good stuff.
What it is like in books when you read them, they're able to describe characters so vividly, so your imagination takes it. So when they make movies,
they do, yeah.
They're like envisioning how they see it and like, oh, this is pretty cool. But when you see a movie and you already know how a person is, that imagination factor of how you picture the character,
right.
it's just gone. And so you lose
all picture. If you're a hardcore fan of books before the movie, you may not like the movie as much. For me, I love How to Train Your Dragon book series. No, I did not like the movies.
I did not see that one coming. I am not gonna lie.
I have all 13 books.
13 books.
Yes.
Lord.
Please don't tell me we're in for 13 movies of that crap.
Bro, can I tell you what's different though? It's the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books and the movie.
Yes,
like,
bro.
The first two movies, not the latest one. The latest one is trash, but the first two movies. Bro, those things
all right,
are so
all right. I hear you, Biggie. But let's get back to this Rise of Skywalker novel here.
So one thing about the novelization I really liked was how they went into more about the Force Dyad, which you know this is the first movie we've ever heard of a Force Dyad.
Right.
I will say the most interesting thing I heard of is that the Sith considered the rule of two. For those who don't know, the rule of two is there can only be a master and apprentice Sith. Right.
For a lot of different reasons, right, but we can get into that later.
But they considered the rule two secondary if you couldn't make a Force Dyad. Their thing was the Sith had a prophecy, like the Jedi prophecy of the Chosen One, that the Dyad would bring balance to the Force eventually, which came true in Rise of Skywalker.
True, yeah.
So they thought, well, hey, what I want to do is I want to have my apprentice be the Dyad with me and we'll be unstoppable. That is the reason, in my mind, why a dark side user, either Plagueis or Palpatine, made Anakin so he would be the perfect Dyad. Because with that, they could...
Because think of it as a controlled experiment, though. Like, they controlled... Like, they literally controlled him from when he was made in his mother's womb with the midichlorians.
Right.
And then Palpatine basically guarded and raised him as he grew up.
If it was going to be a Dyad, it was going to be Anakin.
He had the perfect setup for it to happen.
Right.
Yeah. And Palpatine having the knowledge, you know, from Plagueis, his master, about manipulating the midichlorians, as G-Money is saying, it was, like, it's too perfect to not be happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, we just saw some serious power that this Dyad carries.
Right, because when Palpatine ends up, spoiler alert, sucking the life out of...
The life force, not their life.
Yeah, like the life force. He basically is absorbing their midichlorians,
right.
If you think about that. I know no one likes to talk about midichlorians, but they're kind of essential when you're talking about the Force.
Absolutely.
And I think people
underestimate.
What's the opposite word of hype? Hate. I guess hate.
They kind of beat down on. They kind of like undermine it. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Because you know that because it's basically
they're sleeping on it.
Like they're top. You have to hate midichlorians. So people saw beaters were like midichlorians. Anyways, off of that, when he takes all their life force, he sucks out. He's got his power. Plus the power of two people who are in a dyad.
In a dyad, right.
So that's basically like quadruple power though.
Exactly. On top of his own power that he already had.
Right.
Great, which was not a lot.
Where does the dyad originate? Like, where do we first see mention of a dyad?
Pretty much
the Rise of Skywalker. It was a completely new idea introduced within the movie.
You don't see, and we've seen similar things where people share force connections, but
never on that level. That was something brand new. Through the Force,
right.
Which I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people hated on that because, oh, that makes no sense. Why just randomly throw this into a movie? But it was so cool to see.
I think what they're gonna do is they're gonna expand on that in future things about the Force.
Yeah,
I think you're gonna see that come up.
I would love to see some more canon answers as to how that works through the Force and everything.
Right. I think that's something.
But
they could definitely build off of that a little bit more.
It begs also so many questions that I don't know if Disney is prepared to take.
I don't know if
you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My question is what's next? We've got what, 9 movies,
right?
So far.
TV shows.
So far.
Novelizations galore.
You can't even count exactly.
Exactly.
Even ones that are lore.
Lore and there's
TV canon
shows. So my question is where are they going to take this and what is the limit to the dyad power? Because we saw in the movies, right, they literally would connect through visions, and we saw fight scenes, we saw action scenes where they're in two different places.
If you saw, Kylo Ren stole a necklace off of Rey in that movie.
Exactly.
Like an entire necklace, and then eventually
they had a whole saber.
They passed a whole lightsaber.
Well, you know, this is one thing I've observed is
that lightsaber pass.
That was slick.
Was pretty freaking.
That was the icing on the cake, man. That was cool.
The shrug.
Dude, the shrug. If you've seen the movie, you know what he's talking about. You know what G-Money is saying. Yo, Q, you gotta go watch it, and you'll know the shrug.
I'm literally gonna stay up all night. All
right, so where was I going with this?
We were talking about what's coming up next, and Jacob was like, the dyad itself, granted, it's a brand new thing that we've never seen before, but they'd have potential to build off of it. If they're going to, I'm not sure. That's a question only Disney can answer at this point, because I know we're promised another three movies.
I know, as a viewer.
Eventually, yeah.
As a viewer, you know, just a movie connoisseur in general, you know, I didn't tap into much of the Star Wars lore and the novelties and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not lost. You know, you can kind of pick up from movies and, you know, talking to other guys around us and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But explaining dyads in the Force, explaining balances in the Force and things like that, and mm-hmm. what truly power that the Force can be. I mean, we saw the Emperor in the last movie create a whole freaking
lightning. That was basically a lightning storm out of his hands.
Exactly. So
amazing.
The question.
Phenomenal scene, by the way. Huge props to Disney on that one. That was so cool to see.
Yeah. Big props to them. The bass drop.
If you watch it in the movie theaters, you know what he's talking about.
It's muted chaos.
It's a muted, and once it hits you, feeling that like hits your chest along with seeing it on the screen was a totally unreal experience.
Really make
can I say this though? This is kind of a spoiler for
use a subwoofer cue.
Avengers Endgame.
If you haven't seen Endgame already, you deserve it.
This podcast has major spoilers for like every story you can think of.
Right.
Right.
So,
keep up, people. Come on, man.
So this is my thing.
Yeah, watch your movies.
Use both the ending for Endgame for both that movie and this.
Yo, build on that a little bit.
I am all the Jedi. Whatever Thanos said.
I am Rey Skywalker.
No, what did Thanos say?
Thanos said, I am inevitable.
And so when
Stark comes back and says, well,
I am Iron Man.
Which, by the way, if you guys didn't know, was unscripted.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. just came out and said it.
Robert Downey Jr. should be credited in Rise of Skywalker.
Oh,
that's
exactly.
Bro, next thing you know, you're going to have like an Iron Man Easter egg in the next movie.
You know what? What we'll do is we'll make a droid with like Iron Man colors.
Oh, 100%.
Broad colors, bro.
Bruh.
I bet you'll see that.
Every time I think of droids, I think of like episode one, like the Phantom Menace, when like after Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon are done like clearing out the hangar, there's like these two droid legs just kind of walking on their own.
Right.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I will never forget that scene as a kid.
Right. So for all our listeners, you know, interesting tidbit here. Jake from State Farm here is a little bit of a sneakerhead. Has quite the collection and loves to talk everything sneakers.
He's kind of being a little humble right now.
A little DC fact.
Easy factoid.
Right.
That sounds like a pill you take for birth control.
Which Batman was it? Where he was literally wearing like carbonized, armor-plated Jordan Retro
Sixes.
Oh, Batman Forever. It was the movie featuring the guy who played what's his name? He was in the Birdman movie, in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Trash movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But anyways.
I did not like Birdman.
A tidbit, man. In that movie, the Batman armor, the shoes were Retro Sixes.
With body armor.
Yeah, literally just like packed with armor. Pretty cool to see. Anyways.
Wow.
Yeah, he's had those Star Wars
related. I told you, man. I'm a
completely not Star Wars related whatsoever.
That's what the podcast is. Means G Money and Slim are the Star Wars geniuses.
Right.
Big E and Q, they're like
they're on the run up. Like they're definitely on their way.
And then Jake from State Farm is just
he's just here.
You know, he's just there.
He knows a little bit about everything. You know what I'm saying?
About everything, but his main thing is sneakers. So he wants to flex.
For real.
You know, we're all flexing knowledge except for him. He's asking all the questions.
He's just trying to fit in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just trying to find my way. You can't sit with the cool kids yet. It's okay.
But just wait till they have some Star Wars shoes, and I'm sure we can talk about 20 minutes for that.
Right.
20 minutes? You mean like 20 hours?
Yeah.
Right. It could take up a whole day.
It might take a couple years.
I don't know if you've ever met a real sneakerhead. They could go on forever.
Right. Anyways, you know, something that we aim to do is answer questions. So you guys in the comments, please drop us some questions.
And we might answer them next episode.
Right. Maybe.
No, we only have like half an hour, so, you know.
Right. No dumb questions. I was like, oh, where is the Force? Go watch the movies.
Come on.
G Money being a straight savage here. Like,
bro,
don't come at us if you have.
Bro. For anything you can't find on Wikipedia, bro.
Bro, are you saying Wikipedia right now?
Wookiee, bro.
No. Have you never been to Wikipedia?
No.
Wikipedia is the home of all Star Wars knowledge. It is. Yes. No, they have everything. legends, canon, movies, comics, books. Every this piece of Star Wars knowledge is on Wikipedia.
All right. That's
let's wow.
One at a time. G-Money, what do you want to see next from Star Wars universe?
Next?
Old Republic, Kenobi. What do we want to see here?
First, I want to see what they promised us. I want to see Kenobi. Ooh. I want to see new movies.
He said, I want what was promised.
Right. I want to see Ahsoka in The Mandalorian.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good look.
Y'all are all simps.
My bad.
But if it was Kenobi series or an Old Republic movie, Old Republic all the way. I'm sorry. Ewan McGregor is Jesus in a way. The looks.
Hello there.
I mean, I gotta see the Old Republic. I need to see the Jedi in the prime protopads.
I'm not gonna lie. I would love to see an Old Republic trilogy.
Right.
Facts, dude.
That
come on, man.
I would love to see, like kind of building on the Old Republic, I would love to see, like at least one movie dedicated to Darth Revan.
Because
he is one of my favorite characters.
In Rise of Skywalker, he's now canon.
He's officially canon, by the way. That's why I want to see it.
A dynamic character. Like, his entire, like, history.
Okay, but do we want Disney to mess with him?
I don't want Disney, per se, to mess with him. If I had everything in a perfect world, I would have Dave Filoni and his creative team take over that. Because, like, they did a phenomenal job with Clone Wars.
Dave Filoni as just producer for everything.
Because, like, hold up. He did a phenomenal job.
Kathleen Kennedy and just put Dave Filoni.
Can I finish my statement now, G-Money? I'm about to be mad right now. He was. I was like, because, like, you got to give props to him for creating, like, you know, finishing up season 7 of the Clone Wars. Phenomenal job, by the way. Like, I don't have any complaints. Beautiful job. I would love to see him and his whole team and, like, whoever he picks, I kind of trust at this point, to kind of take over the Darth Revan story. Because that's something I've always wanted to see on screen or at least made canon. I know his character is officially canon now. But there's a lot of him you don't get to see.
Exactly.
And I would love a lot more in-depth. Yeah, I would love some more in-depth content on Darth Revan. But that goes back to the Old Republic as well.
Right, for sure. And so you can, like, make multiple, like, movies, or you can do multiple things with that, especially, like, working off the Old Republic and Revan. So
if we were to get an Old Republic movie, I guarantee you it's not going to be set several thousand years ago. It's going to be set maybe a few hundred. Disney's going to be like, well, we really don't want to push out.
Definitely right, like a couple hundred years before the Phantom Menace.
Right, so they're gonna wanna, like, hey, you know, within Yoda's lifetime, we're gonna do this.
Maybe when he was younger, maybe like 100 years old, like max.
Well, here's another thing, and this may have already been answered, but you know, we
can talk about it for sure. That's not actually Yoda, just a disclaimer.
Right.
Because his species does not have an official canon name that we know of.
But my point is who is this child?
Okay, so who's
the father? Species that Yoda...
Biggie asking the real questions over here.
Questions we ask people, but Biggie, what do you got for us?
All right, this is gonna sound kind of weird and probably like kind of unpopular opinion, but like I would love to see a Solo 2 movie,
ooh,
like that somewhere would be between after the end of Return of the Jedi and
so,
like
so you want to
the
see
Force
Lando
Awakens
and Solo. Go at it.
Yes,
oh,
I
want to
see.
Oh,
I just
so want to
see them age, bro, and see like the adventures they went on, like
that
afterwards.
Oh.
That is definitely a duo to be reckoned
how
with.
Awesome, that would be
Solo the Smuggler.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, we finally got to see him make the Kessel Run in like
then,
less than 12
even
parsecs.
Before the end of the movie,
yeah,
you could have Harrison Ford play Han Solo.
Right,
and like you would actually have Harrison Ford in there.
That's a good look.
You do know, like, he's wanted to have his character killed ever since Empire Strikes Back.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this last trilogy, I really did not think that they were going to kill him off. And then when they did, I really did not think he was going to make a reappearance.
Yeah.
Exactly, because I just said it a second ago, I don't know if you were listening, but he's wanted to be his character, Han Solo, to be killed off ever since the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And a lot of reasons, especially in this newer trilogy, he's been kind of pushing that because he didn't want to be recognized for just that role.
Well, Sam or Slim, what else do you have for us?
In terms of what?
What do you want to see next?
Oh, just a lot of like if I can't get more Darth Revan content because that's obviously one of my favorite characters, I would love to see like Padawan Yoda. Like I really want to see how Yoda was on the up and coming, you know? Kind of where did he start from? Like How did he get to where he is?
I think that leads into mine.
I want to see Yoda in his prime, man, because he's definitely an extremely powerful character to be reckoned with.
Old Republic content, man.
Yes, sir.
Anything trilogy.
Well, you know what'd be cool? It's like you see Yoda in between,
Disney better be taking notes right now.
You see him between Revenge of the Sith and Return of the Jedi. Is he like how he got to, where is he at? Like to that
Dagobah.
So Dagobah and how he like got
Eric,
crazy and
Eric,
stuff.
I don't want to rant in your parade, but we actually do. See that?
Where?
Oh, okay, so Revenge.
Yeah, Biggie, listen up right quick.
Luke says, I must go into exile. I'll go to Dagobah to continue my training with Qui-Gon Jinn. That's in the Clone Wars 2. And in Rebels, we see him just chilling out on Dagobah, talking to people through the Force.
By the time Luke Skywalker showed up on Dagobah, Yoda had already learned how to become one with the Force and turn himself into a Force ghost, because we do see it in Rebels. It was the reason, I don't know if you remember the Clone Wars, but Qui-Gon spoke to Yoda about it, but not to anyone else, because Yoda was obviously the best one to teach other Jedi how to, like, you know, become one with the Force.
Yoda could pick it up, because he was the wisest.
True that.
All stuff to talk about. You guys, hit the subscribe button.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Give us 5 stars on
that. We are here for you. Catch us next time on the Phantom Podcast.
Right.
Jake from State Farm.
Slim.
This is Biggie
with the blue Gatorade.
You.
And G Money
signing off. Catch you next time.
Love you guys.
Here, but I get up in here and it goes into this R2-D2 screen. But I'd be all up in here like, wow!